G'day, we stand here and welcome to another episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast, where we break down what it takes to pass, selection, and thrive in the world of elite military units. Thanks, ChatGP, for that intro. Anyway, today we're talking about something that is probably a little bit overlooked or not even considered by some people. It's absolutely crucial in regards to doing well in selection, and that is being liked. Being likable. So that's the title of the episode today, episode 94, the like factor, getting through selection. And whether you like it or not, and some people, they're probably not going to believe that this is a factor, but it is. Trust me, it is. And whether or not you like it, to get through selection, you need to be liked, right? That will play into it. That will be a determining factor of how you go on selection, right? So you need to be liked. You need to be liked by the directing staff and by the other candidates. And it might sound unfair, but it's reality, right? So let's take a look at why it is so important and how you can make sure you're the dude everyone wants to work with. So the like factor. First off, why do you need to be liked? Well, it's simple, right? Straightforward. If the staff like you, they're more likely to look past, I guess, minor mistakes and minor stuff-ups. And they are also more willing to acknowledge when you do things well. And the selection staff aren't just there to mark you down. They want to mark you down for good things, mark you down for positive things when you do things well. All right. So if you're liked, they're going to pick up on those things and they are going to write you up for doing things well. On the flip side, if you're not liked, even minor stuff ups will attract the attention that you don't want, unwanted attention by the selection staff. And that is going to make your selection experience that much harder. It's going to make it that much harder to actually get through, to finish and to pass. And it's not just about the staff. You need your fellow candidates to be on your side as well, right? They need to like you. They'll be the ones picking you up when you're struggling and covering for you when you stuff things up. Plus, they're the ones that are going to rate you during Rate Your Mates activities, right? And those ratings can make or break. No, rather, they will make or break your chances of passing, all right? Because especially towards the end, last 4 or 5 days on selection where you're doing DMARC or Lucky Dip, that is crucial. That time period is when you're going to do a lot of Rate Your Mates. And if you are down the bottom all the time, the bottom three, you won't get in. If you're at the top three, the chances of you getting in are great. So now let's look at a couple of do's and don'ts of selection. The don'ts, all right? Let's start with what not to do. Number one, don't be a know-it-all. Nobody likes a guy who always has to prove how tough or how smart he is. Stay humble. Share only when it truly matters and check your attitude at the door. Often you don't need to say anything at all. You only need to say something when it's pertinent, all right? So don't be a know-it-all. Number two, don't ask questions you already know the answer to. Asking questions just to try and look smart irritates everyone. It pisses everyone off. Only ask if you genuinely need clarification, all right? Everyone hates the person who asks questions that they know the answer to. And it's fucking obvious, all right, when they ask for it. You know that they know. So don't do that. Number three, don't blow your cool. Selection is designed to test your emotional control. If you lose your temper, you're pretty much done, all right? So stay calm, even under extreme stress. And that's why I always talk about stress control. Being able to manage your stress, you need to have good stress management strategies, because on selection, it is extremely stressful and you need to keep your emotions in check. Because if you do blow up, you lose control of your emotions, that is a massive red flag and you're probably not going to get through. Number four, don't try to one-up everyone. You don't need to have the best story or the toughest experience every time someone else shares something, all right? So just listen, support, and save your stories for when they are really needed. Number five, don't be a lone wolf. Selection is about teamwork. If you're not helping the team, you're not helping yourself, all right? So contribute, support, and always think about the group. And that's not to say just do everything all the time. It's about doing your fair share. Number six, don't argue. Arguments especially with instructors. Obviously, I don't really need to say that, but it's pointless and will only make you look bad. But it also makes you look bad when you are arguing with other candidates, right? So you need to keep your cool, offer your perspective respectfully, and move on, okay? Move forward. You don't need to win the argument, or you don't need to win the situation all the time. Number 7, don't be a wanker, DS watcher, right? Don't suddenly start barking orders when staff are around, right? That is obvious, right? That stands out, and it's only going to earn you a reputation that is hard to shake, particularly among other candidates. But the selection staff are onto you as well, all right? So don't be that DS watcher wanker. Now let's look at some of the do's of selection. What you should do. Number 1, inject some humor. Lightening the mood during tough times can really boost team morale. So a well-placed joke can really turn a really shitty and miserable situation into a bearable one, all right? So inject some humor if you can, especially if you don't do it all the time and you're dark and you inject some black humor. That is hilarious and people remember that. Number 2 is take the hit. If you fuck up on selection, you just own it, right? If you try and hide your mistakes, you will only make things worse, all right? So show some integrity and take responsibility. Number 3, do what you're told, all right? Don't overthink tasks, all right? Focus on getting the job done as instructed without complicating things unnecessarily, all right? That is annoying. Number 4, if you can, play the gray man. If you can naturally blend in, do it. Don't stand out too much, whether for good or for bad reasons, right? Just quietly and effectively complete the task. The all-important gray man. Can everyone do it? No, right? If you're really excelling, excel, no problem. If you're up the back with your ass hanging out during a PT session, you can't do much about that anyway. But if you can play the gray man, that is awesome, all right? But it's not for everyone. Number 5 is smile. All right, pretty simple one, and it'll make you more likable. You will come across less dominant and more friendly just by throwing a smile. It's really hard not to smile back at someone who is smiling at you. Plus, it's going to release a little bit of dopamine, make you and them feel good. Number 6 is remember names, all right? This is a well-known one for the ages, and it is super effective, all right? When somebody remembers your name, especially when you first meet them, it makes you feel good, right? And appreciated. So when you're on selection, to build rapport quickly and to become likable, endeavor to remember names. And the last one, number 7, ask questions. All right, ask questions about a person to help build rapport with them. Then just be quiet, all right? Shut the hell up and let them speak. And in doing that, you'll actually be perceived as more interesting as well as likable simply by asking questions and shutting up. And it'll show you're curious about them and that you want to learn about their wants and interests and so forth, all right? So show genuine interest in their past jobs outside of the military, their hobbies and interests, all right? And that is a great way to help build rapport quickly and be likable. So in summary, remember, being liked is crucial to passing selection, whether you think so or not, whether you think it's fair or not. It's not just about your physical and mental abilities. It's about how well you work with others and how you handle the stress of selection. So check your ego, stay calm, be a team player, and inject a bit of humor when you can. These traits will make you more likable and increase your chances of success throughout selection. And if you want to go deeper into these strategies, this is a lesson in my Indefatigable course, and I go through all of this in more detail. And if you want to discuss that, make sure you check out operatorage.com/selection. Number of free resources there, including a demo of my Indefatigable course, or you can email me, Reese, which is rhys@operatorage.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you got something out of this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.